Hey, everybody. My name is Danny Dumas, and this is the Earn Your Title podcast. Today, we are talking about my toxic trait. What is that, you might ask? It's giving advice, so let's get into it. This is my toxic trait. Somebody, let's just say it's my wife, is going to come to me with what I think is a problem. She expresses the problem, I think about the problem, and I come up with a solution. Because deep down inside, I'm a problem solver. That is just in my nature. And I want to give advice. I want to help the situation. And I don't think it comes from a selfish place where like I know everything. But when someone asks me something or tells me a problem, I can't help but think about the solution. And, you know, I've been married for 18 years and I realize that sometimes when specifically my wife is telling me a problem, she's not actually asking for a solution. She might already know the solution. She just needs to get it off her chest. She just needs to get it out. And I am the adult in the room because the kids aren't going to be listening. And I have to just stop giving advice. But if you're like me, that doesn't feel right because you feel like you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, which is being helpful. I think as a man, as a husband, father, leader, we're supposed to be a helpful person. We're supposed to provide solutions to problems. And just sitting there going, uh-huh, okay, doesn't seem right. So I recently read a book, it's called The Coaching Habit, and it has really helped me. And I'm going to attempt to get rid of this toxic thing, which maybe is exaggerating a little bit, of giving advice. So my dilemma is I want to make sure that my wife has what she needs, that she has the answers, that she solves her problems. And in the past, by not saying anything, I felt like I was doing a disservice. Like, I know a way to make this better, but I'm not giving it to you because I don't think you want it. It's a confusing place to be. So reading this book, The Coaching Habit, it realized what I probably need to do is truly help her get the answer she needs, which she probably knows. And it doesn't have to be her. It doesn't have to be your wife. It could be your kids. It could be your coworkers. It could be the people who work for you. It could be any of these things. And this is how you do it. You ask questions. And that's what The Coaching Habit is. It's a series of questions. It's actually 7 questions. And as I've attempted to do this, I realized that, man, this is awesome. Like, this stuff is magical. The ability to ask questions in a specific order to help someone get the answer they need that they already know, man, that's awesome. And before I get into the 7 questions, I'm not saying that if my wife says, hey, do you know how to, fix the garbage disposal? I'm going to start asking her questions. Well, what do you mean by garbage disposal? No. That is details. If someone's asking you for details, hey, do you know how to get here? I don't need to ask questions. Yeah, I know how to get here, and this is how you do it. So I don't think I'm totally opposed to sending or giving answers. That's not the bad part. The bad part is not letting somebody work through it and internalizing the answers that they probably know deep down inside. And I think most people, when they have a problem, they know the answer, or at least it's in them. As a good coach, as a good father, as a good husband, as a good leader, as any of these good things, it's beneficial for you to help them figure it out. Because an answer that you come up with is much more likely to take action on that because it's yours. It's not just someone giving you something. So the first question, and this is just, I go back to my wife because this is probably happens to all married men. You come home or they come home and something doesn't seem right. Like, man, something at work was wrong. And instead of saying what's wrong, because that makes it seem like there's something negative, the first question is what's on your mind? It's very disarming. What's on your mind? And then shut up and actually listen. They're going to go through the things, the problems, the situations that are on their mind. And then, and this one's the second question, it's the awe question, AWE. And what else? Because usually when someone has something that's bothering them, so-and-so did this at work, that might not be the root of the problem. So you ask the, and what else question. And then when they tell you, you just say, and what else? And what else? You continue to let them talk about it, to process it, to get it out of their brain and into the world. And maybe you ask some questions about the and what else. And you get to the point where eventually they go, yeah, that's it. And then now That is the problem that they needed to answer to. Well, the first thing might not have had anything to do with the actual problem. It's kind of like when you're having issues and you come home from work and you complain about something that honestly shouldn't bother you and it has nothing to do with the thing. It's something that happened at work and you're just bringing it out. The "and what else" question really helps to get to the root of the problem. And again, we're not giving advice. It's what's on your mind. Let them go. Let them listen. Don't think about the response. Don't think about, man, I could solve this problem in 2 seconds. Because as men, at least as me, I feel like I'm a logical step-by-step thinker. If the problem is this, the answer is this, do this, and you have this outcome. But some people need to get there in a real zigzag way. They need to go all over the place. And it's just how their brain works, right? It's not right or wrong. It doesn't mean women are illogical because they don't go step by step. It's just that they need to get it out of their brain so they can see the problem. So what's on your mind? And then what else? And then this helps them focus on the problem at hand. And that's the third question, which is, what's the real challenge here for you? And I think the wording's pretty key on that. What's the real challenge? So it's not just what's the challenge, because there might be a lot of them. And then it's for you, focuses on them, because there might be things, let's say it's a problem at work, that is outside of their control. They don't have the ability to go and fix a bigger issue. Maybe, you know, it's a budget issue at work or it's something big. What's the challenge for you? That helps them focus. Okay, what is it in my life? What am I dealing with? And that's an awesome question. And then after they've figured out what else and they focus on the real challenge, this one is like the moneymaker. What do you want? What do you want to happen? And at this point, you might realize that they don't want anything to happen. They wanted to be heard. And it took me a long time to realize that many of the problems that my wife or coworkers or anybody brought to me, it was to get to that point of what do you want? And they don't want anything. Life is challenging. Life is hard. Life is difficult. And sometimes you just want to be heard. You just want to hear, be heard. Just get it out. And guys, I'm telling you, this is magic, right? This will drastically improve your communication with your spouse, with your kids, just getting them to the point where you can ask, so what do you want? Now, it's going to go two ways. One, you know, I don't know. I just needed to say it. I'm just frustrated. There's nothing I can do about it. And I'm frustrated. So I'm getting it out. That's it. That's a win, right? They got it out. They're going to feel better. And you provided a solution. The problem, they can't control it. They can't do anything about it, but they got it out. They feel better. Or it's going to go the other way. And they're going to say, what do I want? I want this and this to change. Awesome. Now this is where maybe you start to give some advice, because now they're going to go to the next question is, well, how can I help? If it's a problem at work and you don't work where your wife works, you might not be able to do anything. How can I help? Oh, you can't really. I just really appreciate you listening. You're welcome. Is there, and what else? You go back to the and what else question. Or maybe it's a problem inside your home. You know what? It's really tough when you give the kids Mountain Dew before they go to bed. That's what you can do. You could not give the kids a caffeinated beverage before they go to bed because they don't go to sleep. Now you have a chance to have a conversation about the real issue. Because maybe the initial what's on your mind is, these kids are nuts. They're driving me crazy. They'll never go to sleep. Yeah, you're right. And if you just start giving advice, well, you know, maybe it would be better if we read them a book. Well, that's not the issue. The issue is we got to it. And as a father, we're starting a wrestling match 30 minutes before we go to bed. And that is not bringing them down. So now what can we do? You know, maybe don't have a wrestling match with your kids 30 minutes before they go to bed. You know, I think that's fair. That is fair. We will wrestle before 9, right? So you get to the point where now you can truly help. And I still, you know, you haven't given advice yet, right? You haven't told them, well, I just read this book. I think you could do this, 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 and this. You haven't got there, but they've given you the opportunity to provide something that you can do. So those are really the core, like, foundational questions. Now, if there's more to that, let's say this is not at home, this is at work. The next question would be, if you're saying yes to this, what are you saying no to? That's a pretty powerful question. So if they get to the point in the conversation where I need to decide to, you know, maybe it's at work, I have a promotion to take and I don't know if I should, you know, this is a way to let them see through it. Cause I'm a really big believer, and every yes is a no to everything else. And every no it means you can say yes to a lot. So we should probably be saying no way more than we should. When someone says, hey, I got a new project at work, it's really exciting, are you interested? Now, you might be interested, but if you go back to your priorities in life and you said, you know what, I set a priority at the beginning of the year that my kids, time with my kids while they're young, is going to be the most important thing. And while the project is exciting, when I say yes to the project, I'm saying no to my kids. I'm saying no to my health. I'm saying no to, you know, sleep. I'm saying no to whatever it is. And there's no right or wrong, but it's important that you actually think about that and do something with that information, right? You know, actually make a decision based on your priorities. So if you're saying yes to this, what are you saying no to? That's just, it's such a powerful question. And then if this is in a, you know, maybe it's a boss, coworker type of relationship, and you want to continue this, you want this to be a process where people come to you and you help them get to the answers they need. This last question is really important. What was most useful for you? So you get done talking and you haven't given any advice yet. You know, they came up with all the answers. They came up with all the things that they need to do and the steps they need to take. You could say, all right, well you know, what's been the most useful thing? And when you leave on a positive note, because maybe you did have to give some advice. Maybe as part of your job, you need to be coaching your clients or your employees. And maybe some of that's negative. You know what? This happened because of this. And I know that's a negative and this is bad, but you close it with, you know, what was most useful for you. They get a chance to go back and think of, what did I take out of this? And as I've started following this process of becoming a better coach, and really, you know, all life is about coaching, you know, all your interactions, if you can coach instead of demand, if you can coach instead of demean, your relationship is so much better, because all you're doing is you're providing them the ability to get the information out of their head, have it bounce back to them with maybe a different point of view, you see it a different way, and then they get to make a decision. And the decisions you make are way more powerful than decisions someone else makes for you. I mean, when was the last time you were forced to do something and you were really excited about it? Think about that. Your boss tells you, you have to do this. There's a problem. Here's the solution. You have to do it. How many people go, yes, I've always wanted to be told exactly what to do and be micromanaged. It's not real. It's not a real thing. But how many times have you decided, you know what, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to set my goal. I'm going to execute on my priorities, and you take possession of that, and then it's yours. And how powerful as a leader to give our followers the ability to do what they want, even if it's actually a little selfish that I'm getting them to do what the organization needs, they're doing what they want, right? Which just happens to benefit everybody, and it's their idea. And you've created a, you know, an open door where people can come in and really enjoy it. If you've ever had the opportunity to get coached by somebody, and this could be financial coaching, it could be life coaching, it could be, you know, playing basketball, getting coached, and that coach was excellent at what they do, you leave a smarter, faster, stronger, better person because they made you better, because they pointed out the possibilities in your life. And that is just, it's just huge. I really hope you've enjoyed this. I'm asking you to do two things. One, start coaching people. Read the book, you know, The Coaching Habit. It's awesome. And number two, you know, put it into action. Like you need to, you know, coach people and just actually do it. Stop giving advice. The next time the advice monster pops its head up and says, hey, I know what to do, just pause. Don't say anything and ask a question. So ask those questions. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. If you enjoyed this, please go and give me a review. I am trying to grow this. I want to reach more men. You know, I want to make this something bigger than myself, and I can do that if you could go leave me a review. So I would really appreciate that. And, you know, please reach out to me if you have any questions about this. My contact information is at the end of the podcast. And remember, don't forget to earn your title every day. I will talk to you later. Bye.